Are we there? Praise the Lord. Are we there? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting from verse 10. I have seen the travail which God had given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He had made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he had set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. For I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. Verse 13. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can put to it. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. Here ends the reading. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word. Amen. May the Lord make us doers of his word. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Our song ministration this morning is titled, Let the Rain of Your Presence. You know, when the presence of the Lord is with us, we know that we are going places. May the Lord bless you as you listen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let the rain of your presence fall on me every day that I live, with every breath I breathe. Let the rain of your presence fall on me. Let your presence flow, rain on me. Let the rain,
let the rain of your presence fall on me.
Every day that I live,
every day that I live,
with every breath.
Every day that I live,
For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. Oh God, there is no one else like you. There is no one.
There is no one else like you.
You deserve the glory.
To go ahead and just worship God unreservedly, knowing that there's no one else like Him. There's no one else you want to give your praise to. There's no one else you want to give your worship to. There's no one else you want to give your adoration to. Why don't you just bless His name? Why don't you worship Him? Worship Him. Just 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 worship Him. Worship the Almighty. Sete fori mazenderabo. Zeka fori mazendere kekeleba. Ayele keli keli mazender kapoye keli keli magamazen. Oya malabo kaposo inderabo. Uzendere kekeli ba yala boyele keli ba mazenderaba. Reba repo yele keli ba yele makeli mazenderaba. Arama sente ke pori mazende la baba, sente kapora mazende la baba. Orama yele keli kili le yele magabazana. Mori mama leke poye palile keli leke di mazende la baba. Ozonjo ke pori masakta pori mayele kegema. Orama yala boyele kegere keli mazende la baba yele kegere mazende la baba yele kegere mama yala boyele kegere mazende la baba yele kegere mama yala boyele kili leke di mazende la baba yele kegere mama yala. King of kings, we worship you. Holy, holy, potent, omniscient God, omnipotent God. Oh, Rabari Masendaraba. Jehovah, Lord, we covet your presence, oh God. Jehovah, we covet your power this morning. Father, we worship you. Let your glory fill your temple. Blessed be the holy name. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God that makes everything beautiful in its season, we thank you. God That's never too early nor too late. We thank you. Thank you for an opportunity to be here today, O God, once again. Lord, please speak through me unto your people. Amen. Both the speaker and the hearers, let's be blessed together. Amen. Blessed be the holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's clap for Jesus as the choir take their seat. God bless you. You're welcome to the awesome presence of the Most High God. It's a beautiful thing to be in the presence of God. One thing that I derive joy from time to time is the fact that when I realize that I know that I know that I know that I know that I'm serving the living God. There are people out there that are serving a God, and sincerely they believe they are serving the true God, but they are wrong. But the tragedy of their case is that they are sincerely wrong. So it's a privilege and a great wonder if God has chosen you and I to reveal himself unto. Don't let us take these things for granted. We thank you, Lord. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. After today's short message, our God is a perfect God. Our God is a perfect God. The term presupposes that you and I hope I'll be able to say that without any fear of contradiction or without any doubt in my heart. When we say our God, it presupposes that you and I, we are serving the same God. Our God. I didn't say my God. I say, God. If you're here this morning, you're serving a different God, and you know yourself, and you want a relationship with the true God, please see any of the ministers after service. Which God are we referring to as our God that we say is perfect? The only true God. Jehovah, Yahweh, the great I am. It has so many names. Let it be clear in your mind that we are talking of the Almighty. That's the God we're referring to today. And we say that same God is perfect. What does it mean to be perfect? He's just perfect. Oh, what does it mean to be? He's just perfect. He's just perfect. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, where we read in chapter 3, verse 14, it says, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. Whatever God does is perfect. Because God is a perfect God. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, be confident on one thing, that God that has begun a good thing in you and I will complete it. So perfection can also be called completion. In Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. The Bible says, and on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he has made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he has made. When God starts a thing, he finishes up. That's the way it should be. But you know that for God to complete what he has started in you, in me, in his church, he needs man to work with. So if you see anything that God starts, not the devil, and it doesn't finish, don't look anywhere else. Check within. I want you to close your eyes and talk to God. Say, Father, the good work you started in my life, I will not truncate it. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. I will not truncate my destiny. I will not truncate my future. Lord, the enemy will not make me to derail. You will finish that which you have started. In this church, in my life, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to examine some areas of perfection of God. In Psalm 19. I read verses 1 to 3. So the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. When you look around you, when you look at the firmament, when you see the sun, when you see the moon, when you look at vegetation, when you look at what the Lord has created, it shows forth the glory. God is perfect in glory. All round glory. I think about 3 days ago, my son was looking. He was in my room and he was looking out of the window. He was looking at the sky. And he said, Dad, can you see that picture? He was looking at the formation of the clouds. And he brought out picture out of it. He said, can't you see the head? Can't you see the tail? And I remembered when I was that age too, I could bring out something out of anything. If you, a man, can see God's glory in that form, how much more God? If you can form something out of the cloud, how much more God? God is perfect in glory. God is actually referred to in Psalm 24, verses 8 and 9. It's a King of glory. As God is perfect in glory, he's also perfect in honor. He's perfect in majesty. He's perfect in beauty. Don't you look at the way you are made. Have you not wondered why animals cannot rise up like this and begin to walk? At least majority of them. We know bears do. We know orangutan. The primates, in the class of the primate, we know they call man as a primate as well. But that's the white man for you. I don't belong to that class. Man is in a class of his own. Because there's no other creation in the Bible where God has said, I've made you in my own image. He's only man. So anybody to group primate with me is nonsense. Oh, for academic purposes, if I write an exam, I'll put it that way. Amen? But spiritual purposes, no, I'm not a monkey. And I know you are not a monkey either. There's no monkey in the house. Monkeys don't worship with human beings. They worship in their own way, but not the way you and I will worship. God is perfect in beauty. You see, Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, then verses 13 and 14, we won't read, describes the beauty of God the Father. Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 to 16, describe the beauty of the Son, Jesus Christ. Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 1 to 4, describes the Holy Spirit. Whichever way you want to put in the box and call God, whether Jehovah God or Jesus Christ or Holy Spirit, Trinity, God is perfect in glory. God is also perfect in holiness. He's perfect in holiness. Because the Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13, he said, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and you cannot look on iniquity. And that is why when Jesus was hung on the cross at Golgotha, and he cried and he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because at that time, he wore the sins of the world. And God said, my eyes are too poor to behold sin. And he turned his back upon his only begotten Son because of you and I. And that is why when it comes to the question of sin, and I see people draw iniquity with cord of vanity, and they say it is just lie, it is just fornication, it is just this. And I wonder, is it the same scripture you are now reading? And you see pastors go to bed with people in the choir. Not in this church though. Let me put that straight, not in this church. And I remember the story my pastor then in Nigeria said of a man of God that slept with a girl in the church, and the girl was so troubled and said, why did I do this? And the man of God said, what have you done? And the girl said, fornication. And the man of God said, no, you didn't commit fornication. He said, describe fornication. And the girl said, well, when you're married and you go into this kind of act, it's called fornication. And the man of God said, no, you didn't commit fornication, because fornication is between two unmarried people. And he said, can we call it adultery? He said, no, you haven't committed adultery, because adultery is between married people. So crossbreed. So this is one married, one unmarried. Shall we call it fornidotry? And you see, and they put spin into the word of God. They spin the word of God around. And believe you me, today, I don't want to put a percentage, but a good number of preachers, they spin the word of God. And they want the congregation to feel cool. I'm telling you, don't let anybody feel you cool. Feel cool. Make you feel cool. Read the word of God. Go by what he says. Pastors are only to guide and lead you. The Bible says of the Berean Christians, that when they got home, they went back, they opened the Bible to see whether what the man of God was saying was true or not. Be a Berean. The road to heaven is very narrow. The road to heaven is very narrow. I want you to pray. Say, Father, uphold me with your right hand of righteousness. Don't let me fall into error. I will not follow multitude to commit evil. Uphold me till the end, oh God. I know this race is challenging, but Lord, if you hold me, I will not fall. I will not fail. I will not fumble. I will not falter. Hold me, oh God. Help me. See me through. Let me finish what? Let me finish strong. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man who will gain the world and lose his soul? I want you to tell the devil, say, devil, my soul is not for sale. Ah, devil, my soul is not for sale. I must see my maker at the end. In the name of Jesus, my soul is not for sale. Oh, my soul is not. Devil, hear this morning. And I stay with every assurance because the Lord is with me. My soul is not for sale. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. What's my assurance that God will hold us to the end? He says we have a high priest that has gone through the road, that has treaded on this road we are treading at the moment, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. He says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. So when the Bible says, don't do this, it's because help is available. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, or verse 13, let's leave verse 12. Verse 13, it says, God is such a faithful God that in every temptation, you make a road of escape. So don't tell me God understands is the pressure. Which pressure? And you see, when you are tempted and you pass the examination, God will give you promotion. That is why he will not allow you to be tempted beyond your level at this time. But when you are able to pass that level, you put it to the next level. And you do know what? A bigger temptation will come at that level as well. But as you climb and he gives you grace to endure and say no to the temptation, it promotes you to another level. And gradually, you are attaining onto your own level of perfection. Turn to your neighbor. Say, don't remain in this class. Stop repeating exams. Help is available. Amen. God is perfect in holiness. If you want to be his friend, you better embrace holiness. Embrace holiness. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, it says, God, because of righteousness, we anoint you above your fellow believers. If only you live right. Do you know that when God chooses to anoint you, he will give you a tip of the iceberg. And he will watch and see what you're going to do. If you take the anointing and begin to join with harlots like Samson, he will withdraw it. But if you take the anointing and you guard it jealously, it will begin to increase. It begin to increase. God is perfect in power. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Matthew 28, verse 18, I read. It says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Because it's perfect in power, your problem has a solution. There's nothing that's happening with you that cannot be put right with the power of God. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Just cooperate with him. He's perfect in power. Jeremiah 32 verse 17 said, nothing is too difficult for God. Absolutely nothing. In fact, we have a chorus coined from that. From say, our Lord God, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy mighty power. Nothing is too difficult for thee. It's from Jeremiah 32, 17. Nothing is too difficult for God. Because our God is perfect in power, it means he's perfect in wisdom. Don't you know wisdom is power? is perfect in knowledge. And do you know one thing? What does the devil exhibit? Because if the Bible says all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto God, he has everything. So all this trick, the trickery and the abracadabra that the devil does, where does he get the power from? No, it's not power. No, it's not power. It's corrupted wisdom. The wisdom that God gave him while he was still in heaven, he corrupted it. And what we see today, the manifestation of the devil, is corrupted wisdom. In Ezekiel chapter 28, Ezekiel chapter 28, I'll read verse 17. He said, thy height was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. God made him with everything, with wisdom, with brightness, with musical instrument built unto his being, but he corrupted it. Hello? God has all the power. All power. All power belongs to God. All power. Miracle power. Deliverance power. Healing power. Super power. All power. All power. Our God is perfect in judgment. I've heard stories that people will say, I used to say it as well, that I will sin so much that God, when I get to heaven, and God will look at me and say, ah, this one, you're a special case. And in anger, he will just throw me beyond hellfire. Ha. If anybody tells you that, I say, you are playing with your calamity. Thank God for his mercy. God does not make mistakes. He's perfect in judgment. What you do that you think nobody sees, remember, God is perfect in judgment. What you do in the corner of your room, remember, God is perfect in judgment. May we not be judged in Jesus' name. In Psalm 19, verses 7 and 8. He said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. God does not make mistake. He's perfect in judgment. As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, we'll read it. Give credence to that, that God is perfect in judgment. But you know, God is just perfect all around. Tell your neighbor, God is perfect all around. All around. He's perfect in judgment, so also is he perfect in love. Yeah, agreed. It's perfect in judgment, but it's also perfect in love. And it is love that has made him to say in Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5 from verse 43, the Bible says, God is such a God that he will cause his rain to fall upon the righteous and the unrighteous. It will cause his rain to fall upon everybody. Matthew 5, 43. He said, you have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies as well. Bless those that curse you. 45 says, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, and make his sun to shine on the evil and on the good, and send it rain on the just and the unjust. Verse 48 says, therefore be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. If it's not possible, God will not require it of you. He will not require it of me. It's because he has made enough grace available for us to fulfill this commandment. In fact, it's a commandment. It's not that you have a choice. Say, therefore, be ye perfect in love, even as your Father is perfect. I know sometimes we struggle to do this. But you see, God sees your heart. God knows when you enjoy being wicked. You know, there's a time that you show for wickedness. But you know that, and this thing I'm doing is not right too. You will know. But God knows the time when you say, yeah, that serves him right. Even God knows when you have something of somebody that you wasn't as a result of your doing. But you still rejoice that evil has become that, yes, God don't catch up. Where's the love of God? He's perfect in mercy. He says in 1 Peter chapter 4, because he's perfect in love, he's perfect in mercy. He says his love covereth multitude of sins. He's perfect in long suffering. He says, behold, I stand at the door. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. He says, I stand at the door and I'm knocking. Maybe God is knocking the door to your heart now. Somebody's knocking at the door. Oh, you sister, oh, you brother, why don't you answer? Maybe there's something God is telling you now that you need to make right. Long suffering. He says in First Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, he says, God wants everybody to be saved. He says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that they say, oh, yeah, he will come. Let's read that. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9. That's it, Timothy. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. I beg your pardon. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is giving you opportunity. He's giving you time. You know, there will come a time that God will say, enough is enough. Don't abuse this privilege. Don't abuse the privilege, because that word is saying, that's what it says in Genesis chapter, I think chapter 6, verse 3. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. It says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, and yet his days shall be 120 years. There will come a time God will say, I've had enough of you. Don't let the Lord wash off his hands of you. Seek him while you still have the light. Our God is a perfect God. He's perfect in timing. Shall we rise? Maybe God, Lord, has brought you here today so that you hear this message. And I just want to do things in your life. He's perfect in timing. He's perfect in timing. Your day, today could be your own day of salvation. Don't harden your heart. Your day today could be your day of healing. Be ready to receive. Today could be your day of breakthrough. Just cooperate with God. For somebody, today is your day of remembrance. Let's begin to bless his name. Our God is perfect. He's perfect in all his ways. Oh, Jehovah, you are perfect. Lord, you are perfect. If you're here, you're yet to have a relationship with our God, Jehovah God, and you want to give your life to Him, just step forward. Or raise up your hand for sake of time. Just raise up your hand wherever you are, and I'll pray with you. Is anyone like that? God is perfect in timing. I want you to talk to God. Because I have come, oh God, at this time, do this in my life. I don't know what you want God to do. Do this in my life. Do this in my life. Do this in my life. Do this in this church. Oh, perfect God. Perfect God. Perfect God. Make me perfect in love. Make me perfect in dedication. Like father, like child. Jehovah, perfect God. Remember me today, oh God. Make me perfect, oh God. Lord, make me a perfect husband. Make me a perfect wife, a perfect student, a perfect son, a perfect daughter unto my parents. A perfect worker in the vineyard of God. God, make me a perfect pastor. A pastor, a perfect deaconess, a perfect deacon. A perfect usher, a perfect intercessor. Make me a perfect Sunday school teacher. Make me a perfect... Whatever is your ministry, the Lord can make it perfect for you. Make my finances perfect, oh God. All that concerned this church, oh God, perfect. Blessed be the holy name. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, join my faith with the faith of your children. Lord, as we have spoken, oh God, in areas that you want your touch of perfection. So be it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word today. Blessed be the holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let somebody shout hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you very much.
Praise the Lord.